Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Party Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust. And our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is getting set up in Colorado. So she'll be back tomorrow and she'll be all set up and things. And we will be live in Colorado with Miss Jolene. So looking forward to having Miss Jolene back on. Pioneer Paula, she'll be calling up in here in a minute. We're going to get started and we're going to do our birthdays. Today we have James Marks. Big shout out and happy birthday to you, James. Jody Napper. Brad Callow, happy birthday. Lisa Spencer, big happy birthday to you, Miss Lisa. Robert Barnes, Don Short, Huggy Bear Riviera, Huggy Bear, if you don't know who he is. He's one of them fire people. He plays with fire and stuff and dances and things at all these festivals. So big shout out to you, Hugs. Catherine Downey, big shout out to you, Catherine. And Vic Lunsford, know Vic for several years also. Big shout out to you, Vic, and happy birthday. That is my Facebook family and friends birthday, and we're going to now do famous birthdays. Famous birthday, 41-year-old Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis, who is that? 41 years old. He is a former American football linebacker who played his entire 17-year career for the Baltimore Ravens of the National Football League. 41 years old today, so happy birthday, Ray Lewis. Pioneer Paula, did you happen to have any birthdays?
Yeah, but I don't know who they are.
Oops.
I haven't been on it to check.
Well, you can always do belated tomorrow, Paula.
Yeah.
On a day in history, on this day in 1937, Madeleine Albright was born. So that is another famous birthday, I guess. Madeleine Albright was born on this day. Question of the day is a true or false question. Nobody has answered it today. I've seen Beta Thomas. Big shout out to you, Beta. She liked it. It is a true or false question. Is cannabis less popular among kids today because of heroin, pills, ecstasy, and acid? Pioneer Paula, do you want to try to answer that?
I don't think that makes cannabis less popular. Well, I would say it's false.
Well, that is true, Paula. The answer says false. 60% of kids use cannabis. So they say that's false. Which I was really surprised. I didn't realize there were that many young folks that really use cannabis because from the young folks that I've run into and seen and things, they pills. They like pills. You know, and it's my understanding, it's not that they really like them. They've either been in a car wreck or they've got hurt or they've had to have, you know, they've got injured on the job. I mean, you know, I can just go on and on with the different things to where they got medically prescribed the medicine and then they become addicted to it. You know, it's like I guess how we almost get an addiction to tobacco. I don't know. I think tobacco's a beast. It's a beast of a thing to try to beat the addiction to that. You know, alcohol. I mean, tobacco's just horrible addiction. We got some shout outs. We want to give a shout out to Hugh Yon down there in Florida. He's wrote a book. He's wrote several books. How I Robbed a Bank is one of them. And what was the other one? I should have robbed a bank. And then I can't remember what the other one is. I'm blank on it. Sorry about that, Hugh. You'll have to refresh my memory on that. But big shout out to you, Hank, the love of my life, Miss Jolene, and Pioneer Paula. Thank you so much. April Davis, Michael Patterson, Terry Sablin. Thank you so much. And we have a guest listener and things out there. And John Kalawinski in Erie, Pennsylvania. Big shout out to you also. Thank you all so much. Do what now, Paula?
I was talking to Michaela. We had a cat fight, so I had you muted.
Uh-oh, cat fight.
My pussies are fighting.
Oh, my. Let's send out some good vibes and prayers and things to KK. I guess he's out there in Colorado in the hospital with pneumonia. So let's send out some good vibes and prayers for them. And I had seen that she had said something about that evidently when she gets KK out of the hospital, they can't go back to where they were staying. They got to find somewhere else because they're not allowed to come back to where they were staying.
I saw that. That's just pitiful.
And, you know, and I've seen that where the Kentucky, and we're going to be talking about that throughout the rest of the show, where Kentucky have, you know, the social service people have been calling her and threatening her, you know.
Attorney needs to take her case and put the social service people in their place.
Well, they better be glad Gatewood's dead. He would love to do that because, you know, but I'm realizing these children don't have any rights because CPS, Government Abuse of Power, we're going to talk about what they don't want you to know for today. CPS, did you all know this? That CPS has more power than a judge and a police officer. They remove children without warrants by bullying and scaring children and parents. How about that, Sheila? Where's the children's rights at? Children don't have no rights, you know. I mean, they're just, you know. Second thing, cases are already decided before a parent walks in the courtroom based on a low level of proof of predominance of evidence. You know, they don't even have enough evidence. Most courtrooms, and here's another thing I thought was unfair.
Usually
most courtrooms are
closed. Most of the time when social service gets involved, it's just fucking hearsay because somebody's pissed off.
Exactly, Paula. Exactly. Most courtrooms are closed. They're secret and not even recorded. Did y'all know all this?
No.
I mean,
court. My family court was recorded because I always got a copy of it.
You know, too many times we should not deny that there is true abuse or neglect. However, too many times children have been neglected and abused and even dying in foster care, some of their caregivers and some by other children. Many children spend their time in foster care being shuttled to numerous temporary homes. Too many special needs and medically fragile children with mental disorders do not receive the services they even need. Sad. Sad stuff right here.
But
you know,
we give heroin sticks and needles.
Yes, Paula. I know. We've got a guest call. Let me see if the guest wants to be on the show. Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. Caller, are you wanting to be live on the air with us?
Yeah, I just want to tell you that your website is suspended.
Okay, thank you.
You didn't know that? Or did you?
Thank you. Thank you. Some therapeutic camps offering deplorable living conditions are not held to the same standards as other faculties. Many foster children receive disturbing amounts of mind-altering psychiatric drugs with little or no accountability. And some faculties routinely mix potential dangerous children, such as sex offenders, drug dealers, and those with violent criminal records, with foster children who may become new victims. 70% of foster children end up as runaways on the street, in drugs, sex, and human trafficking. It's a shame. Sad. Absolutely sad. The adoption initiative in 1997, it's kind of funny, President Bill Clinton signed the Adoption and Safe Families Act, and it was an act that allowed Child Protective Service agencies the power. Now, they have the power to terminate your parental rights of children in foster care. Now, how is that? How have these people got more power than a police officer or a judge? All because of this incentive that's been signed here. You can thank Bill Clinton, I guess, on that. It was meant to keep children from lingering in the foster care system for years on end and allowing the child to find forever homes. It was a warm, fuzzy feel, good feeling to it. It has actually created child trafficking. It has given Child Protective Services cash initiatives known as bonus money. For each child they successfully adopt out, there is a provided initiative for social workers to not only work with the families that they are supposed to serve, but to rather work against them in order to gain the children instead of placing these children with fit family members as they're supposed to be required to do. They find an excuse and deny family membership, kinship, placement, using excuses like a past misdemeanor or a records of nonviolent people for 30 years or something that they'd made previously, you know, something they'd done 30 years previously. They bring it up to hold it against them. Like, oh, that, you know, that doesn't make you fit to be, you know, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. They've overlooked felony convictions for adopted parents. You know, you've got adopted parents in order to quickly get their money. Families are being harmed. But most of it, all the children who are paying, the children are the ones who are paying the ultimate price. They're denied their heritage. They're thrown into an artificial family where they're often abused and neglected, far more than they've ever been by their biological families. Okay, I'm not an idiot to the ABA Indiana. I'm not an idiot. I'm the very one that runs GatewoodsLegacy.com. It is stuck down right now. I am the very one that puts that up and runs that. So you don't have to call me an idiot, and I'm very aware of what's going on with my website. Thank you very much. Hope you have a nice day. Please contact your state reps and senators. You know, we're talking about children here, asswipe, you know. Contact your state reps and senators and tell them that you're against federal cash initiatives that's being made to social service agencies in order to adopt out our children, you know. What a shame, you know. The change that, you know, that we would like to see with families, I mean, you know, for children, is cameras, audio, and video in every investigation of a child in the courtroom. if, you know, there's something going on with a child in a courtroom, it should be automatically audio and videoed, you know. No anonymous calls, you know, must be questioned by the officer or the judge to determine credibility of a caller. Upon any removal of a child, the imminent danger of a carbon copy declaration signed by social workers under penalty or perjury at all reasonable efforts made to maintain the child in the home or with the family, social workers will be subject to courtroom open total transparency before any placement of any child in a foster or adoptive home psychology assessments by mandatory. A system where complaints are investigated by another agency. For parents, tell your kids do not answer any questions in public schools without parents being present. You know, be the one small voice and express your thoughts in a parent survey. The information is always very helpful. You're going to have to provide information of the welfare of families in whatever state. Provide proof of your state legislation. Provide the need for changes in the current child welfare system. In our state, you go to rscrapz.com/rsurvey/. You can also go to the Facebook page, Tears CPS Abuse Awareness, and you can use information. You can see information there that of people that who have lost their seat in their life by speaking out, and their whistleblowers who have been employed by the department after 18 years. Julia, I can't say her last name. But anyhow, Melinda Murphy speaks out, and she even wrote a book called A Culture of Fear. We need change, and we need it years ago. Please educate yourself. It can happen to your family or someone you know. So, yeah, I mean, man, poor little, who's standing up for the little children? Our little children are in bad shape, man. I mean, hell, they're really getting the worst abuse of all this. And I don't know why the guy is all upset. Why did I hang up on the caller if he was telling the truth? That does not make you an idiot or an asswipe. Well, no, but up above there, you've called me an idiot. You said, hey, idiot, the caller you hung up on, which I didn't hang up on you, I just put you in mute. You know, I could have hung you up.
We were discussing something, and what he called in about had nothing to do with what we were discussing.
Yeah, it's like, man, bring the hate on, I guess. I guess the hate's coming on. He said, I was just trying to tell the truth that the GatewoodLegacy.com site has been suspended. It's not been suspended. It is just temporarily down right now, asswipe. I've got it down right now. We're redoing that page and things, you know. Instead of keeping it up there and getting spammed with a lot of shit, I've got it tucked down to redo it. You know, I'm very aware of what I'm doing here, people. Thank you. Glad you're checking our site out.
You did it yourself.
Huh?
It didn't get suspended. You done it. It ain't like somebody took it down.
Right. It's not suspended. It's just tucked down, dude. You know.
Sounds like he must know black.
Evidently, I don't know what's the matter with him, you know. AVA Indiana is what he calls himself. Good for you. We're actually going to have to take a break because it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. And we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go, Paula.
I'm ready.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat right now. I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. Stress. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw, what a badass little song that is. Badass little song. Big shout out to Misty Smith down there in Hazard, Kentucky. Thank you so much, Misty, for listening in and sharing the show. We appreciate it. The weather here is 61, partly sunny, I'm going to say, because the sun's in and out. And it's, I mean, it's sort of more sunny than partly sunny. But anyhow, sunny and 61 and sort of windy and cold, Paula. What is it there?
67, partly sunny and windy and cold. It's still cold. It still feels cold. It was real cold yesterday. But I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay. It ain't freezing cold, but I'm not ready for hot either.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know. I like the hot myself. I'm a big fan of the hot weather. I think it's the best,
If you got an air conditioner to go into when you get too hot, it's fine. But if you ain't, then the hot kind of sucks.
Right. I can't remember. I had seen it in my memories earlier, early this morning. Today is the day that a great legend, matter of fact, I'm going to try to see right now, a great legend musician B.B. King. B.B. King died on this day in 2015. So big shout out to rest in peace B.B. King that died 1 year ago today. So give a big shout out to the herd mentality over there in the chat box just waving in some things. And he says it's a sunny 64 degrees in Missouri. Thank you, herd. We appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Has he got wind?
Have you got wind, she said? Heard, have you got any wind out there? Alex with the Restless Leg String Band is going to be at Cosmic Charlie's tonight, and it's all free. No cover charge tonight. So if you want to see a free show, at Cosmic Charlie's, Restless String Band's going to be there tonight. I'd say 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock's when the doors open. Heard said no wind. There is no wind.
Cool. I got wind. It makes it cold.
Yeah, it's cold here too, Paula. So, great thing there, Cosmic Charlie's. Living in Colorado is great. People believe you need to be in the wing. Living, and this is from one of my little cousins that lives out there, been out there for years. He says, living in Colorado is great. People believe you need to be in the weed industry to make money. The reality is, growing at home, you end up saving money. If you smoke an ounce a week at $180 an ounce, that's almost $1,000 you spend. When you grow it, you spend the money on a bag of dirt, a couple of pots, utilities, and nutrients. Even with an 8-week cycle, you and your utility bill is less than the bill from the store over 8 weeks. Not to mention that normally there's enough to hold you before over till the next round is almost complete. But that's how you actually make more by saving more. Thank you so much, Glenn, from out there in Colorado. He says, but if you don't smoke, Toy, might as well join the industry. Yeah. So if you don't smoke, I guess join the industry. And so thank you, Glenn, once again. We got three minutes left. I missed the news. Let's see, action for, no, that's not even right. The White House says...
Bernie Sanders is in Paducah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Jay Collier shook his hand. He just posted a picture. I wouldn't have gone to do that. I wouldn't kill my body to see him. I killed my body to go play yesterday. Now I'm paying for it today.
Right. Well, hell, I don't know if he's been to Lexington. I know he's been to Louisville.
He's in Paducah right now.
Oh, well, who knows? Hey, he might end up swinging up through this way. You just never know. Tuesday is the primary. I mean, so you get out and vote.
Yeah.
Tuesday 17th. Yeah, so get out and vote. You know, I've been telling my youngest son that because he's been driving me crazier than hell for the past damn 3 or 4 months. Are you sure I ain't missed out voting yet? You ain't going to tell me so I can miss out voting. No, I'm going to make sure you vote. Hell, I'm, you know, just because you might be voting for somebody that I'm not for does not mean I'm going to make you miss your vote. No, I'm going to help you right out May the 17th on Tuesday. Get out there and vote, folks. That's your opportunity. You can't say that I've tried to hold you back. I don't care. You vote whoever you feel like is best for your heart and the party that you support. That's fine with me. I want to give a big shout-out again to the Herd Mentality. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula, for being with us. The love of my life, Hank, for listening in. Miss Jolene, she'll be back tomorrow. We'll be live in Colorado with Miss Jolene. Even thank the guy that called me an idiot there a few minutes ago. Thank him too, and thank him for the ratings and the calling in on the kept calling in and things. And that just boosted me right up. We appreciate all that. We will be back tomorrow with another show at the same time. Everybody have a good evening. God bless, and I love you, Paula.
I love you.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Just a little old fashioned karma coming down. A little old fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping, a little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.